This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, a program that puts the farm, your family, and the food it eats all together. The conversation continues. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus as we get started with the news of the week, some of the news anyway, that affects agriculture and agricultural interests. I'm going to have more to say about this later on in my opinion portion of the program at the end, after we have our conversation with a fellow named Jim Gerritsen, who runs the Wood Prairie Family Farm up in Maine. It's going to be a fascinating discussion. I think it's all about the family farm and the family farmer, and then the opposite of that is the complete concentration in the food system. And I'm looking at this from the perspective of the new administration, the Biden administration, bringing Tom Vilsack back in as the Secretary of Agriculture. Not a good sign. He certainly is better than Sonny Perdue. I mean, my grandson could do a better job than Sonny Perdue did. But is Vilsack going to break up or address the concentration in the food system that makes food more expensive for you, less accessible for many Americans? If you're on the farm, chances are you're taking care of yourself and your family. If I have a nice big garden on my, even though there are other places around, I get my veggies from my friends that are the produce people. I'm a dairy guy. I have cows. So I don't do competitively or commercially any kind of garden. But I do have one for myself, and I think most farmers do. And it's kind of cool to be able to produce and have our own food. But that's not the way, you know, only 2% of us make our living on the land. And not even 2%. It's down to just, I think it's 1.2% that actually really do make a living. There are people that are on the farm, but they make their living, you know, they can't make it on the farm, so they have other outside jobs. But they keep the farm going because that's sort of their security blanket. And speaking of that, because of the corporate concentration in food, the government has decided, the Department of Agriculture has said, that 35 million people in our country are food insecure, meaning they don't have enough reliable access to affordable, nutritious food. Why is that? Well, because we've let the Chinese come in and buy up Smithfield, and they're trying to buy up poultry production as well. The concentration of food, the beef industry. If you look at it's an interesting new chart that I've seen this week about market concentration and what is going on in the basic industries, the basic industrial farm areas. Beef processing, right? There are only two companies, basically, that are in there, and they are controlling the business. Pork processing, same thing. Chicken, same thing. Cold cereal, you got Kellogg's and General Mills. They're it. Coca-Cola and Pepsi control all the drink markets, for the most part. Snacks, you know, you can go on through this. Bread and ice cream, it's basically two. In each of these industries, it's basically two companies that run those businesses. So if we're growing food and we're going to sell it on the commercial market, sooner or later we're going to have to deal with these companies. They price fix, you know, the whole drill this past week or two. We've all gotten a lot of information about the oversight subcommittees that have been investigating meat packers and pork packers and chicken packers and what the wholesale prices are that people who grow these. You know, one of the things, most of us know this, but the public doesn't realize that Tyson doesn't own an inch of ground, and that Purdue doesn't own an inch of ground, and that Smithfield doesn't own an inch of ground. These people contract with the farmers, the real farmers. farmers who grow the food. So you see these phony baloney ads for Tyson's chicken, and the two guys from, I'm not Tyson's, from Purdue, the two sons wandering around the farm, you know, in their denim shirts and their khaki pants. Come on. Who believes any of that stuff? And certainly not those of us who are on the farm that know what really goes on. But in the meantime, we all are suffering because of this. The quality of food in this country is way below par. It's much worse. Unless you are able to find, in either a rural or urban circumstance, if you can find a good producer that you can trust. And you know, this year we found more of those because we found at this time last year that all the grocery stores were running out of food. So what do we do? We used our intelligence and we created a scenario where we pushed the value of the local farm, the CSA, that sort of thing, and it worked. So hopefully this year we'll be able to replicate that and keep it going, because we certainly, you know, the government being what it is, now everybody's got their hands out, everybody's, you know, looking for some help from the government. And, you know, you get right down to brass tacks. It's so deeply confusing under the circumstances, you know, the compliance that we have with all of these trade deals and the internationalism of food. And so we're becoming dependent on other countries for our food, which is something that never happened before. We were the breadbasket. We were providing the food for everybody else. Not so now. Bad government policy, all these corporate concentrations in the food system. So around and around it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. But it certainly is food for thought. As a matter of fact, I thought you'd find this interesting. There's a new study out this week. Engineers over at MIT have developed a method to transform spinach sensors that are capable of detecting explosive materials. You think there isn't the hybridization or the messing with the genetics of spinach? Okay, here we go. So when the roots of the plant detect compounds found in explosives that may be in the groundwater, within the there's a carbon structure within the plant that sends a signal to a camera. The camera sends an email to alert scientists that are monitoring this technology. Then researchers, these are plant nanobiotic researchers. This is the process of giving plants new abilities. That's what they're doing. So the professor that led the research says plants are very good analytical chemists. And the experiment was a novel demonstration of how we have overcome the plant-human communication barrier. So is this confusing? Is this, you know, this is something that will, I guarantee you, go on to be produced in some way, and it'll end up in our mouths. Some variant of spinach. You always thought spinach was spinach was spinach, right? Well, here these people are playing with it to redesign its genetic composition so that it can be used for other things other than just eating spinach. So I don't know. It's kind of... The whole thing sounds kind of hairy to me, but it is what it is, I guess, right? All right, so there are a couple of things for us to think about. In a moment, we're going to meet Jim Gerritsen. Gerritsen is the proprietor of Wood Prairie Family Farm, and I think if you're into organics, you're going to want to have a part in this conversation. Right now, though, let me take care of your mind as well as your body. I try to remind people as often as possible about all the natural things that are out there that are good for us. And the sponsors that I have on my various programs are all cut from that cloth. Such is the case with a dietary supplement, Prevagen. Prevagen is a brain health stimulant. Take care of your brain. Add this proven natural health supplement every day so you can have a healthier brain and a better life. We all have, as we get older, short-term memory glitches. And so this health supplement, Prevagen, does a great job in making sure that those things don't really become a problem. It's important to think of your brain. Think about your body. Think about your health. Think about your brain when you think about your health. We're all getting older. So my suggestion is, I hope you'll take it, because I'm using it as well. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Improvements in age-related cognitive impairments will happen right away. You'll see it, you'll sense it, you'll know it. Prevagen, for a healthier brain and a better life.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind.
Never, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Continuing on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to Jim Gerritsen, who runs Wood Prairie Family Farm up in the northern climes of Bridgewater, Maine. We were just talking about where he is as the crow flies. The Canadian border is, what, about 40 miles from you? How close are you to the border?
6 miles.
6 miles?
Yeah.
So, are you a native? Is this an area you grew up on this farm and you've lived there all your life?
I moved here when I was 21 years old and wanted to farm and was attracted to Aroostook County because good quality farmland was $150 an acre back then.
Good God. How long ago was that?
45 years.
45 years ago, buy an acre of land for $150. How much does it cost today to buy an acre of land?
The highest quality potato farmland near the French fry plant, I would guess, is about $3,000 an acre. But you can get some good quality farmland for half of that, maybe even $1,500, maybe down to $1,000.
So it's safe to say that Jim Gerritsen is a first-generation farmer in terms of what you do, and that's what we're going to dig into here. I want to know about, well, most of that area where you are up in that part of Maine, Aroostook County, is known for potatoes. There's probably two places in the country that are known for potatoes. One of them is Aroostook County, the other is Iowa. And so there's probably always, you probably have friends out in Iowa, there's always a comparative of how our potatoes are better than your potatoes, right? Doesn't that always go on?
Well, it's Idaho. I'm sure it was just
Idaho. Excuse me, that's right too. It's Idaho. Yeah, right.
There is a little bit of rivalry between Aroostook County potato farmers and Idaho, but now Idaho has the advantage of being the largest potato producer. But I believe that farmers in Aroostook County believe that we still have the best quality potatoes.
I think maybe you're right. I had a baked potato for dinner last night, and I think it was an Aroostook potato, but now they don't. We ought to, maybe you're the president of the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association. We ought to talk about how, where food, whether it's potatoes or whatever, how we get it better labeled so we kind of know where it comes from. Let's delve into that, plus lots of other issues and things here. Jim Gerritsen with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Focus on American family farming, the connection between the farm and the family and the food. Jim Gerritsen is here. His wife and his four children are working the land, the cropland up in Bridgewater, Maine. You have become very active in all of this. I'm looking at your website, which people can access by just going to woodprairie.com, woodprairie.com. So you're an organic guy. What made you decide that you didn't want to go the regular route and become an organic potato guy?
I guess when I was a young lad, what appealed to me was trying to figure out how to grow crops in a way that supplied, you know, humanity's need, but did it in an environmentally friendly way, kind of developing a harmony in how we're producing food. So I delved into organic, and the more that I did and more that I came to learn about it, the more it made sense to me that this was a good way to farm, that it was a way of improving the soil rather than depleting it, producing good quality food and seed crops, and leaving the land in a better condition than when we found it. So that's kind of become my lifelong mission, is to do the best job we can raising organic crops, trying to figure out how to deal with challenges, weed or insect or disease challenges that affect all farmers, and do it in a way that builds strength into the system rather than depleting the system.
So, well, to go back to the beginning of when you started 40 years ago, where did you first get the seed? Did you find organic seed? Did you sort of create? How does one who doesn't know about this go about finding? Now it's easier, but how did you go about finding organic roots for your first crops?
Well, it of course depends on what crop you're talking about. The main crop that we grow is Maine certified seed potatoes, and nowadays, in the last 40, 50 years, all potatoes, whether they're brand new varieties or whether they're heirloom varieties, they're propagated through the tissue culture system. And the reason this is important is because potatoes are vegetatively propagated. It's not only likely to transmit disease from one generation to the next. So the way to combat this is to use disease-free tissue culture propagation to develop clean seed material and then multiply up that for a number of generations and then sell the production that has been multiplied up.
All right. Explain that for us, what the tissue culture system is about. I'm sure that's a new phrase for people. A lot of folks don't know what that means.
It's an approved method under the National Organic Program Regulations. And what it is in a laboratory setting, they maintain germplasm. In the case of potatoes, they're plantlets. And they can cut these plantlets into five pieces about every 3 weeks. So if you start with one plantlet of one variety, in 3 weeks you've got five cuttings. In another 3 weeks you've got 25 cuttings. In another 3 weeks, 125, then 625. So each of those cuttings can be turned into a disease-free plantlet, which we then grow in soilless media for one generation, and that generates small tubers that are called mini tubers that are disease free. Then we take those mini tubers and we plant them in a screen house, which is covered by plastic. It's covered with a European aphid excluding netting. It's aphids that will transmit virus. We grow mini tubers out for 1 year, and then that's the beginning of our multiplication process. And what we sell to our customers are potatoes generated through that multiplication.
Jim Garrison here with a great explanation about how you can make this work, perhaps on your farm. The wood
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President Trump's defense team referring to him as the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. Trump lawyer Michael Vanderveen telling the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial that Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week, we already know the outcome.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments and maybe a vote. A moment of unity after Friday's impeachment process. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News. Schools across the country getting what the CDC calls a long-needed roadmap on how to safely reopen. The CDC yesterday advising schools to follow a color-coded chart to know when and how much to reopen. The chart ranges from blue for low transmission rates to yellow, orange, and then red for the highest rates of transmission. Dr. Bob Lahida is professor of medicine at New York Medical College. He tells CBS News these guidelines are good for everyone.
These color codes, like the red and the yellow, which are the high-coded areas indicating great transmission, are very logical. And people relate to colors. They understand if they're in a red zone that this is an area where virtual learning is probably a better idea than coming to school. Also good for the teachers who have been very, very uncomfortable getting back to the classroom.
President Biden says the guidelines follow the best available scientific evidence on reopening schools. CNN, though, reporting less than 100,000 children live in areas where schools could fully reopen under the guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Continuing on the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations that are in areas of the country. Well, some of the stations that carry it are in places you wouldn't expect. We all know we want to have coverage in the agricultural areas, but more and more people are concerned about where their food is coming from, and thus the interest in what's going on the American Family Farm, trying to denigrate or dismiss or somehow or other work our way around the concentration of ownership in food processing and producing that's come about as a result of big government getting into business and getting into bed with big ag. And maybe we'll talk about that. You may have heard me talking about it as we started the program, Jim. The way I feel about Monsanto, I was looking at there was a chart that I came upon which showed all of the various companies. There are several hundred companies that Monsanto owns, and they're owned now by Bayer, that help to concentrate, monopolize, control, if you will, the seeds and stuff. So how has Monsanto has had to gotten into your shorts, because they get into everybody's shorts. They're trying to control everything, and you've been very instrumental in trying to protect the rights of farmers when it came to Monsanto and the suits that they've had against farmers, mostly in the corn business, but there may have been some. How are they even involved in the potato business? Because I don't know that. Is Monsanto involved as they are in seed corn and seedlings for beans and stuff like that? Are they inveigled into the potato business as well?
They used to be. Back in the mid-1990s, Monsanto introduced a line of genetically engineered potatoes that they called New Leaf potatoes, and they came up with six different varieties that had been genetically engineered in a laboratory to resist being harmed by the Colorado potato beetle. They had taken a transgenic form of Bacillus thuringiensis, effective against Colorado potato beetle, gene sliced that so that in every cell of the plant, including the tuber, this BT gene was expressed. And in fact, when they came came here into the state of Maine to register their product, they were required to register those potatoes with the Board of Pesticide Control, because under Maine law, the plant itself, including the edible portion, the tuber, was considered a pesticide, which is a pretty tough way to market potatoes.
Yeah, it sure is. Right. Well, they try to get it all their own way. You know, I want to go back a little bit to what you were talking about, how you produce seedlings, seed potatoes. Most people, I don't even know, other than, because we have a general audience here, not only farmers, but people who consume our products. And so I'm not sure that I can remember, and my daughter certainly will happily recount the day she would sit on the porch and cut up potatoes, and we'd plant them in the garden. I remember that as a youngster as well. When I was 7-8 years old, you know, I had to learn the eye of the potato, you cut around it, and that's what you plant. So I guess I'm wondering, as you've made the situation pure up there where you are in Maine, how do we keep it safe? So I would like you to send me some potatoes to grow in my garden this year. So you'll send me potatoes that I can plant, but you've got a pristine situation there that you've controlled. How do I know that the ground into which I will plant your potatoes will be safe, or won't somehow or other get into the potato plant itself, because there are things in the soil here that, you know, I don't know what's there. You know, I guess I do, but you know what I'm saying? You've got a pure product that comes to me or to whomever. You put it in soil that isn't pure, so then what happens to the product?
I would say that it's kind of like a puppy. A puppy starts out innocent and sweet, and if it turns mean, it's because it's been mishandled by humans.
That's
soil
true.
Yeah. Starts out pure, and if it's messed up, it's because humans have done something to it. So the concern with potatoes is, because they're vegetatively propagated, most plants, squash, tomatoes, peppers, they're propagated by what are called true seed, and there's not much disease transmission from generation to generation. But you've got some crops like garlic, onions, and potatoes that are vegetatively propagated, and it's in that seed stage that you can get disease transmission. So there are important procedures to take, and in the case of seed potatoes, over 100 years ago, they developed the certified seed system for potatoes to assure that customers were getting seed that was free of diseases that could devastate their crop. So there's one bacterial ring rot, to where there is a zero tolerance throughout the potato industry, that if they find any ring rot on your farm, you're not going to be allowed to sell those potatoes as seed. If you were to plant potatoes that had ring rot in them, you can get ring rot into the soil. It does have to live on potato matter, either a tuber or a top. But you could introduce it to your soil. So by buying certified seed, you can protect yourself from getting either a poor quality crop that year, or actually worse, introducing something bad into the soil.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that makes sense. So in the circumstances that we find ourselves in, I guess the very basic, do people know, can you eat? I'm going to throw this out there because somebody just whispered in my ear. Can you eat a seed potato? What's the difference between a seed potato and a regular potato that's used for baked potatoes or mashed potatoes or French fries? So is there a difference?
There are two main differences that I would point out. One is seed potatoes. Certified seed potatoes have been checked by government inspectors that come out to our farm several times a year to check the quality of our crop and its freedom from disease. That's one thing. The other thing is that seed potatoes tend to be smaller. And the reason is this. If you have two 100-pound bags of potatoes, one is your large potato that you'd find in a grocery store, that size, and the other are seed potatoes that are small in shape. If you were to plant that out, you'd get more row feet planted from that bag of small seed potatoes. So there's a universal understanding that smaller potatoes do plant further, and the fact is smaller potatoes are somewhat younger, and that youth translates to youthful vigor, which translates to higher yields at the end. That if you raise your seed potatoes properly, they're going to be on the small side and full of vigor that is going to translate to a higher yield in the next generation.
All right. I want to find out how we get these. Can people who have small little gardens, little plots of land, does it pay to buy some seed potatoes and grow your own? It's interesting. Well, we'll get into the ground that it takes to do that in a matter of moments as we continue our conversation with Jim Gerritsen from Wood Prairie Family Farm. Check him out at woodprairie.com. Right now, I want to introduce those of you who are concerned about how you live your life day in and day out, how you keep yourself safe and healthy. There's a product called Clear that I introduced to the world about 2 months ago. Certainly all of my radio programs, people that are listening are hearing about Clear. In this case, Clear is spelled X-L-E-A-R. Clear is a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against the contaminants. It is, the reason it's spelled X-L-E-R, E-A-R, is because the main ingredient is xylitol, which begins with an X. And that's the natural way to keep your mind, when you're focusing on other things, you don't have your mind worrying about what's in your body. So you'd be free of worry if you take the little plastic bottle and just spray your nose every hour or two during the day. The fruits and vegetables, which are the origin of the ingredients in xylitol, they block bacterial colonies. Kind of what we're talking about here with Jim, blocking the bad stuff that gets into potatoes. Well, this stuff blocks the bad stuff that gets adhering into the nostril. So it gets rid of the COVID-2 virus, gets rid of all kinds of matter that's in your nose, good for children and adults. So, and it's non-addictive, of course, non-irritating, because it's all natural. You can go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, order it there, or you can buy it on Amazon, eBay, your drugstore, your grocery store, natural food store. Get this. It's monumental. It's a monumental way to moisturize and clean your nose. And between your nose and your eyes, all the bad stuff comes into your body. Let's make sure you keep it clean. For you and your family, the solution is Clear. It's Clear. X-L-E-A-R. X-L-E-A-R.com. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over-the-counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Back to Jim Garrett, and I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. We're talking about the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association, which Jim is president of. I had a couple of other things, smaller things about keeping, we were talking about keeping the potato seeds safe. Ken, let's talk a little about you and promote you a little bit. The seeds that are available, you got a lot of different varieties. What's most practical? Like I said, I want some potatoes. I like the rose gold potato. I would like that, or Yukon Gem. Those would be good in my garden. What is the most popular of all the seed potatoes that you have? What's the most popular?
Yukon Gold comes far and away number one. It was really the first variety back in the 1980s that was marketed by name. And it's a good eating variety. And because of that name recognition, it's the most popular.
Okay. So how do people, if they go to your website, woodprairie.com, how do they order? How do they know what they should order? Do you have a little consultancy that will help people choose the right things, or you just have to experiment?
Both. One of the fun things about potatoes is that they're relatively easy to grow. Brand new gardeners, and now with COVID, there's been a real increase in people having time to have gardens. So the seed industry has been extremely busy for the last 12 months keeping up with orders. So potatoes are easy to grow. They're versatile, but it's fun to grow several different varieties. And to help people understand what they might be after, on our website, each variety has a chart, and it describes the different qualities of the variety, what the skin color is, what the flesh color is, what the spacing should be, what their best use is, what their strengths are in the garden. Are they resistant to scab or to potato late blight or like that? So that guide, we've gotten a lot of compliments on that. It helps people sort one variety from the other.
All right, we've got about a minute left here. As an activist farmer, you've been helping not only people grow great organic potatoes, but you've also been very, very, very involved in the situation that we find ourselves in with government and big business and Monsanto and stuff. The threat to farmers comes from economic injustice because the big guys push the little guys around and government policy doesn't really protect. Look at the last 4 years in Sonny Perdue and what he got away with in all of the money that was given to his pals in New York City and Palm Beach. So this is the kind of thing you're involved in, right?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Doug. What we're after for family farmers is economic justice, and it's something that not only benefits farmers, but if you give economic justice to farmers and a viable livelihood, then consumers have the option of buying from those farmers. If the farmers can't make a living, that option goes away, and consumers are going to be limited to only the products coming from industrial agriculture.
Yep, and that's really what we're confronting here in our country and around the world. Jim, what a great presentation. I wish you continued success. Jim Garrettson from Wood Prairie Family Farm. Woodprairie.com is the website, here to tell you the story about potatoes and also what's going on his family farm here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-254-5440. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-254-5040 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-254-5040 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-254-5040.
Cancer is the number number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts, my opinions this week based on what we've been talking about off and on. And it's frequent, my frequent focus on Monsanto and the kinds of things that are being done, the monopoly, the control of agriculture, and what's happening to what we eat. That's more important than anything else. And then, you know, the side issue of justice for family farms that were screwed badly. I don't, you know, people say to me, well, half of the farmers voted for Trump. Why? I guess with my question, I didn't vote for either one of these guys. Because I don't like being a participant in government programs, although I will tell you that I did participate in the PPP for the farm. I think it's necessary for us to do as much as we can to keep ourselves going. And I guess in that case, you could say principle be damned. But, you know, it's the bottom line. Sonny Perdue was so corrupt. And the way that money was distributed, again, I can't imagine anybody who would know what was going on. And that's really the purpose of my conversations here with you, so that you'll know what's going on. The corporate concentration of the food system in America has not only screwed the family farmer, that's what he was talking about. That's what Jim was talking about, justice for family farmers. This is not like some big, I'm not out there with a flag, giving justice to the farmer. But, you know, come on.
when all these millions and billions of dollars goes to people who have residency on a family of eight, we've told this story before, lived on Park Avenue that were part of a large conglomerate, a large hedge fund, actually, that owned farm land. Each one of the members of the family got $250,000 in this bailout, or not even a bailout, in the stuff that came as a result of the virus and help that was supposed to go to the farmer. Meanwhile, how many farmers do you know that have second jobs? They're driving a school bus, they're working in a hardware store, they're doing something in a plant, you know, the Walmart distribution center. That's where people are working because they can't make enough money on their farm to exist. Meanwhile, these people are getting this money. How outrageous is it? It should enrage everybody. And, you know, you can say what you will, because politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, have become so corrupt. How do we work against that? It's education. It's understanding how the system, and you're at the root of all of that. You know what's going on. You know what you need in order to survive. You need not to be cut out of the pricing and to be pushed around. The dairy industry, another great example, maybe the best in all of American agriculture, the dairy industry has been screwed more. It has been the injustice they've been treated. Dairy farmers have been absolutely, it's confounding how concentrated the industry has become, and that the guilt there rests at the feet of George Bush and his deal with the Sweezer family and Dean Foods and all of that stuff. That's where the corruption really started, in the milk industry anyway. So what do we want now? Moving ahead, let's not worry about the past. How about the United States Department of Agriculture as of today? Got a new administration. There are 29 sub-agencies in the Department of Agriculture. There are 100,000 employees that make up the USDA. Did you know that? And they determine our relationship with the land. They determine the responsibility for, you know, the things that are happening that we ought to be able to figure out on our own. You know, what's water? Is a puddle in your driveway a waterway? That kind of stuff. So is this new administration going to manage this system? It's now publicly supported agriculture. It's kind of like PBS, publicly supported television. It ought not to be that way, but that's the way it is. I think we need a USDA that honors us, our interests. We want to participate in the future. And if you keep screwing with us and taking money out of our hands by allowing the big agribusinesses to push us around, then you won't have that. But people are smart. They're realizing where the food comes from. There's a coalition of farmers that's advocating for a new paradigm in farm policy. And they're partially members of the National Farmers Union. Some of them belong to the American Farm Bureau. But you ought to acquaint yourself with what's going on in the USDA. It affects, even if you're not a farmer, it affects what you eat more than you know. Farming should be in the public interest. It's a provider for your health and you and your nutrition, and how you it's stewarded in this country is a matter of much concern to me, and I hope it is of you. Those are my thoughts as we end this hour of this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.